Earlier this year, Pastor Gary Lamb floated the idea of offering a needle exchange program at his Action Church in Canton. Clean needles for addicts who come to Sunday service. That got a reaction.
And we did that, all hell broke loose on Facebook and kind of went viral in our community to the point that the Sheriff's Department had to get involved, the Marshal's Office got involved, the local authorities got involved, the Health Department got involved.
The Canton Police Department told him the needle exchange idea was flat out illegal. But, according to health experts, it might not be a bad idea. Sean Allen is with the School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins. He spoke at the recent National Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit in Atlanta. Allen says when you think about treating diseases like HIV and hepatitis C, needle exchange programs save money.
A 2014 study found that a $10 to $50 million funding increase for programs throughout the country would ultimately result in a net savings of between $65 and $269 million in averted HIV treatment costs.
Needle exchanges can stop needle litter, too, which poses its own health issues, like accidental infection. J.J. Widener lives in Canton. He found a syringe on the ground outside a local elementary school.
It's not uncommon in Cherokee County to find syringes beside the road where people who are worried about getting pulled over with a syringe throw them out. You know, a lot of people throw them into trash cans, so you run the risk of sanitation department workers being stuck. 20-ounce soft drink bottles become sort of impromptu sharps containers.
Widener is a mental health counselor specializing in addiction. When he heard Pastor Lamb's idea, he offered to help the church with outreach.
It's an opportunity to form a connection and bring people in out of the shadows, you know, which is, that's a win-win any day of the week, because if you don't have clean needles, you're not going to stop using. Nobody says, I don't have a clean needle, I guess I'll just go to rehab. That's not the way it works.
Lamb says his idea speaks to the church's mission of meeting people where they are, in the same way Jesus is said to have done. But former addict Melissa Hughes of Ackworth disagrees. 11 years sober, she thinks drug use is a choice, and infection a consequence. Reaching addicts takes prayer, not clean needles.
Minister to them. Give them food, give them clothing, give them a Bible. You know, don't give them a syringe, don't give them dope, don't give them, because you're enabling that person to go out and to continue use when all you do is really killing them.
Lamb wants to do all of that, but he says first he has to give addicts a reason to show up.
We kind of always say you got to catch a fish before you clean it, and so I think Jesus would have been doing that. He would have been meeting people right where they were, meeting them where they had needs, and doing whatever it took to help those people along their journey.
Lamb plans to move forward with the syringe exchange program with the help of healthcare experts.
We had several pharmacists, several local doctors, several groups out of Atlanta reach out to us and let us know anything we needed from a trained and professional medical person. They'd be willing to come to our building.
If he succeeds, it will be the third needle exchange program in the state. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.